In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. Now, I'm going to begin by telling you a little bit about an experience I had this weekend. Many of you may or may not know that this weekend was a youth retreat for our Goya age kids, for our teenagers. And the retreat took place in St. Clair Shores. And the retreat was actually called a Bee Treat. And it's based off of the popular videos called Be the Bee, which come out of the Archdiocese, their Department of Youth and Young Adult Ministry. Now, they had two speakers there. One speaker's name was Steve, and he was for the kids, and he's actually the director of the Youth and Young Adult Ministry. And then the other one was Christian, and Christian spoke to the adults. Now, Christian actually, when he began his presentation to us, was talking about what ministry should really be about. And what he's trying to tell us was that what we're trying to do is one important thing, and that's bring kids closer to Christ. And that's the thing that should be happening for all of us, right? And he gave us an icon as an example of that. And this icon that he offered to us is called Jesus and His Friend. And it's an amazing icon. And it's basically Jesus sitting next to a person, a saint, and he literally has his arm. He has his arm draped around him in very kind of like an intimate way, right? And the point of this was that is what our faith is really all about. Not so much that we're trying to make Jesus our friend, because he already is. Remember these words that he said to the apostles, I no longer call you a servant, but friends. So he already wants this from us. All he wants us to do is to allow him to be just that, to be our friend, to allow this friend into our lives, to allow this friend to dwell within us, and to allow this friend to change us and make us what we're supposed to be, which is a little bit more like him. Now, on Thursday, we celebrated a person who is the standard for us as to how Christ is to dwell within us, how we are to allow Christ in order to change us. On November 21st, we celebrated the entrance of the Virgin Mary into the temple. This day, we remember how she began to prepare to become the mother of Christ, to prepare herself to allow Christ to dwell within her and to be changed. And we are called to do the same. Now, this morning's gospel gives us a little bit of a glimpse as to how we are to allow this to happen. So this morning, let us prayerfully consider this feast of the entrance of the Virgin Mary into the temple and our Lord's dialogue with the young man in order to better understand our task in life and how we are to attain it. So let's begin by taking a look at this morning's, at the feast. So the hymn of the feast begins with these words. It says, today is a prelude. The hymn is telling us that today is an introduction into something extremely important, an introduction into the purpose that Christ actually came to us. Christ came to us in order that he would dwell within us, and he does this through her, because she entered into the temple. She did this to become a living temple. By doing this, by being obedient to God, she gives all of us the chance. She gives all of us the chance to do the same thing. Father Thomas Hopko calls her a living sermon. And she is a living sermon, he says, because she is an example of what a Christian life is according to the scriptures. Father Thomas continues, and he gives us the bottom line with regards to this feast when he says, Christ dwells in her. She becomes the living temple, and so can we. Christ can be born in us, as the Holy Fathers say. He has to be born in us. He has to be incarnate in our flesh. Our bodies must become members of Christ, as St. Paul said to the Corinthians. And all this is true. And this, he says, is what we celebrate on this day. But there's a question, though. How are we to allow this to happen in our lives? And I think the answer to this question is found in this morning's reading. In our reading, we heard about this man who comes to Christ, and he asks him a very important question. He says, Lord, how is it that I can inherit eternal life? And our Lord answers with kind of the standard question, the standard answer, right? He says, you have to follow the commandments. So then he lists those commandments. And the young man looks at him and says, great, I've done all that. So the Lord looks at him and he says, but there's still one more thing that you lack. Now it's important for us to remember that the one thing he lacked was specific to him. And that one thing that he lacked was that he was attached. He was attached to all of his stuff. So Christ says, sell everything and follow me. But unfortunately, he was unable. He was unable to because he was attached to it. And his possessions were stopping him from having the relationship that he needed to have with Christ. His possessions were stopping him from allowing Christ to be for him what Christ wanted to be, which was his friend. The issue for us is that we must realize that we are pretty much in the same place as this young man. We too need to look inward and consider a few things about ourselves. Now, last week I had mentioned that I was a bit shocked when I heard the Christmas music had already come on to the airways, but it was a reminder that we are in November, and November is the Christmas season. I guess we at least are entering into it. And with that, our church has also put something else before us. Our church has put another period of fasting, another time to prepare, another time to get ready to be that place where our Lord will continue to dwell. But there's something we have to do. We have to remember the conversation that Christ had with this young man. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the one thing that we still need to do in our lives? A priest once asked, how are we falling short of leading a life worthy of our high calling? And that high calling is to be just like the Theotokos, a living temple, a dwelling place for Christ. During this Nativity fast, I would challenge all of us to take seriously this question, to take seriously and consider, what is the one thing in your life? What is that one thing in your life that you need to work on? What is it that you are struggling with that might be getting in the way of you living a fuller life in Christ? What is that one thing? And I challenge you to take the opportunity that is set before you to work on it. To work on it through prayer. To work on it through fasting. To work on it by being more charitable to those around us. As we continue with this glorious liturgy, I pray that we do remember our calling. Our calling to become living temples. That we consider what Christ said to the young man this morning and think. Think about that one thing in our lives that is stopping us from being living temples. And finally, let us use this year's Nativity fast to help us grow closer to attaining our calling. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.